Blog Talk Radio.
The Third Epistle General of John. 3 John 1.
The Elder, unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren, and to strangers which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee, but I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name.
This letter is concluded.
Praise the Lord, gentlemen. Grace and peace. This is your brother, Deacon Thomas Farr. And I just want to take a few moments today and encourage you in this text. You got the text on your phone for this link to my show for Issues Christian Men's Talk. And this is our episode for the month of June. We're halfway through 2021. And I just want to encourage the church as we begin to lift the COVID restrictions and the public gatherings, and churches are opening back up. And a lot of things are shifting and changing to get back to quote-unquote normal life. But as brothers in Christ, as men of God, I just want to encourage you to reach one for Jesus Christ in this season. Yeah, we are the church. And as people are starting to go out and do other things and get back to their lives, we as the body of Christ have to get back into the fulfillment of the Great Commission. So I just wanted to share some insight with you and some words of encouragement. In that we are called to fulfill the Great Commission. I'm going to go straight to the Word of God, and I'm going to go to Matthew 28, and I'm going to start at verse number 18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost." Verse 20, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Amen. Father God, we just say thank you right now. God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you, God, for those that are hearing this word, God, this word of encouragement. I ask that you touch their lives, God. Father, we're going through so much as a crisis, men of God, in the body of Christ, but God, I pray your blessings, your covering, your encouragement, and stir up the Holy Spirit within us, oh God. And God, I ask for your guidance and your protection for your church as we fulfill the Great Commission you've given us all to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So the direct command in Matthew 28:19-20 is make disciples. The Great Commission instructs us to make disciples while we are going throughout the world. As we live our lives, brothers, as we go out and shopping and living our lives, going to work, meeting, greeting people in our relationships, our fellowships, and just living life, being salt and light. You never know what atmosphere, what environment you'll be in that you can be salt and light. And to make disciples while we're going throughout all the world. The instruction in the scripture says to go and baptize and teach. That's a direct command from God. that we are to make disciples by baptizing and teaching all that Jesus commanded. Making disciples is the primary command of the Great Commission, and going, baptizing, and teaching are the means by which we fulfill the commandment to make disciples, disciples of Christ. And we all can do that. A disciple is someone who receives instructions from another person. A Christian disciple is baptized, is a baptized follower of Christ, one who believes the teaching of Christ, a disciple of Christ, imitates Christ's example, clings to his sacrifice, believes in his resurrection, possesses the Holy Spirit, and lives to do his work. The command in the Great Commission is to make disciples, means to teach and train people to follow and obey Christ. And as men of God, this is something we all can do. It's not just the job of the pastor, the elders, the deacons, or those you see in leadership. It should filter down, because when you're a pastor, what your pastor teaches you and disciples you, for you to grow in Christ, now you should take and go and disciple someone else and evangelize and reach someone else. You know, because we are called to act as ambassadors for Christ. We are to go, we are to plead on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. I direct you to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. To encourage folk, people around us in our circle of influence to be reconciled to God. Those that we know that they don't necessarily know God or have come to faith in Christ are not believers. We have received a precious gift in our faith that we once and all were delivered to the saints. That's Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus' words in the Great Commission reveal the heart of God, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And we have that knowledge, and we are to share that truth. I direct you to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4. The Great Commission compels us to share the good news until everyone has heard it. And that's everyone that's in our circle of influence, those people we run into, those people that we engage in our lives. There's a lot of different things we do as we move to and fro in the earth, in the world. And are we being salt and light? Are we sharing the gospel, given opportunities, and sometimes just being proactive in it to engage someone in what they believe and where they are spiritually? You know, and we just have to think, we cannot take for it, just presume people know the gospel and people are saved and people are Christians. You know, we can't take it for granted, we can't assume, but we can always engage folk in conversations and how we carry it. And the thing we got to remember about evangelism is simple. It's simply sharing with others what you know about Jesus. And I want to encourage every man out there, everyone who's listening and has received this text and this link and listened to this episode, that just what you know in Christ, what you know about him, that's all you're doing is sharing that gospel, the gospel that you heard, that you understood, to know that you needed a Savior and you come to faith in Christ. We are to proclaim, and what we proclaim is not of ourselves, but of Jesus Christ as Lord. I direct you to Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 5. We don't use tricks and deceitful speech. The truth, the whole truth, is the only thing you can tell. What is your truth and your salvation? What did Christ do for you? You know, my pastor, even my present pastor now, and my first pastor, this is they both taught the same thing about evangelism. Tell the people, tell folk what you know about Christ and what Christ has done for you, and what does the faith look like? Amen? So we have to be able to know the truth, that we have the truth, and that we are compelled to have a passion to share it with others, that they might too know the truth. Then leave the rest to God. Because again, we can't say we have no heaven or hell for folk, but we are called to fulfill the Great Commission and share the gospel and disciple people and encourage people along the way. Those in our life, because remember, I always say this, those who know me, I always say that, you know, there's one soul. It just might be just one soul that's only going to hear the gospel from you and hear your testimony is going to convert their lives and give them the understanding. You may say something. You may have a similar experience. Your testimony of what God has brought you through may let them know that God is real and that God can bring them through. So, again, I just wanted to again, encourage you, but now I want to give you a spiritual challenge. Will you commit to pray for the salvation of one lost person and seek an opportunity to share the gospel with him or her. You know at least one person that doesn't believe. And I challenge you to commit to that person. It may be a friend, a relative, a coworker, a classmate, acquaintance. You know, it may even be an enemy, someone that you had issues with or have issues with or having issues with right now or had past issues with. You know, but after all, you know, Jesus commanded us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, that we are to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. So even though we may have those people that right now may rub us the wrong way and tick us off, those are the ones that God may be putting in our lives just for his glory. Amen? So I encourage you to pray, and I challenge you to minister to them, to reach them for the gospel. And ask God to help you identify an unsaved person or unchurched person, that you may already identify that person as you're listening to me right now. So I pray that you would make the commitment, that you'll pray for that one person, will trust the finishing work of Christ for salvation, and continue to pray. Don't stop praying until, because you may not even see their conversion or witness it. But if you do, celebrate them, rejoice with them. The Bible says that we are called to rejoice. I believe it's in Luke chapter 15, verse number 7, that there will be more joy in heaven even when one sinner repents than over the 99 righteous people who need no repentance. That one person that you pray for, when you feel that they come to Christ, you would celebrate with them. You encourage them along the way, and you continue to just be in their corner and take the opportunity to disciple them. We're called to make disciples. So once they are come to faith and come to understand who Jesus Christ is and accept him, now we are called to disciple them, but not to leave them out there. You know, we have to be able to encourage them to attend church, a Bible study. And let me say this, men of God and people of God that may be listening. You know, we should have enough word in us to share with someone else and disciple them through. And sometimes it's just as simple as the sermon that you heard on Sundays or the teaching that you hear in Bible study, you go and share it with that person. I understand we invite people to come to the fellowship, but also we can take the word to them. Because, again, if we're engaged in their lives, we're building a relationship with them. And, again, they can learn and grow from us if we're planting good seed and we're receiving good word. And we just have the boldness and the faith to share what we know about Jesus Christ. So, and brothers, let me say this too. I just want to encourage everyone out there. You know, the summertime's here, and again, I repeat, the COVID restrictions are being lifted, and we'll be back mingling in face-to-face fellowships. And for those of you out there, I encourage you to go back to your fellowships, gather with folk, start to engage one another, encourage one another, like it was, go back to a year ago. Start to have those fellowships. I know that there's a lot of political stuff out there, but us as the body of Christ, we need to come back together. We need to encourage one another, and I pray that this word has encouraged you to get back into the mode of evangelism and fulfilling his great commission. And also, men and brothers, I just want to encourage encourage your pastors. Pastors in this time and in this season, they've been through a lot in this last year. You know, pray for your pastor, encourage your pastor, and then take opportunity to meet with your pastor and your leadership and discuss ways in your fellowship, in your local fellowship, how you can go and reach the lost and encourage others in the ministry into evangelism to fulfill the Great Commission. As men of God, we are called to lead in the home, in the church, in the community. So I encourage you to step up, get with your pastor, meet with him, and start to have that mindset of evangelism and reaching the lost. There's a lot of things going on in the culture, in the world today, the end times, so much is going on. They're being fulfilled of the coming of Christ, his soon and coming return. But we, as the church here on the earth now in 2020, are called to fulfill the Great Commission until he returns. So, brothers, I just want to thank you for taking time out to listen, and I hope something was said today would encourage you. I ask you to continue to pray for me and my family, and I pray for you. Again, you got this text, so we are connected in my circle of influence. So now, I thank you for listening, and take opportunity to share this with someone that you know may need to hear an encouragement for to reach the lost and to evangelize the world. God bless you, brothers. I ask that you continue to listen to Issues Christian Men's Talk. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com, Deacon Thomas Farr. You also can reach out to me on Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk on our Facebook page. We also are on Twitter at Issues Men's Talk. If you have any upcoming men's events, breakfasts, men's Bible study, starting a Bible study groups, your men's groups are starting to meet together, please reach out to me. Text me on this line, on this number where you receive the text, or again, go to Facebook at Issues Christian Men's Talk and post it there, and we can share it. Because you never know when a brother might need an opportunity. And because a lot of churches are suffering, some churches are not returning, and some churches are still struggling. So if you're having a men's event where the brothers are coming together to encourage one another in prayer and word and Bible study and fellowship, please send me the information so we can post it, so we can come together as one body and just be able to evangelize and be salt and light and to encourage one another. All right, brothers, God bless you, and hopefully I'll hear from you soon. Amen.